Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, thou art. Because of who you are, oh, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Love. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah, my provider, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah, Lord, you reign in victory. Jehovah Shalom, my Prince of Peace. Lord, I wish he come. We started talking about the glory of the new man in the first service. Hallelujah. The glory of the new man. How I wanted to start that service, I was so surprised I didn't even go in that dimension. The way I traveled while I was trying to come back, I stopped on the way before I even ascended. I remember I quoted, the first scripture I quoted in the first service was what scripture? And I did not even read the scripture. And I said I wanted to show them about the new man. Then I quoted Romans 6:6. And I quoted 2 Corinthians. Then I came to verse 16. Then when I was talking, the talk was just entry. Then I went to Hebrews 10:5. I did not even finish the body God prepared for me. Did I even touch that place? I just touched the A part of Hebrews 10:5. Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire. I did not even hit the other part that says, but a body thou had prepared for me. Then from there, I went somewhere again. Where was that? 1 Peter 3. Now, the preaching to those who were in what? Hades. The prison. Alright? And how that Jesus resurrected with them into heaven because he's the way. And I like to reiterate those facts I said in the first service, that I may not know where Elijah went to with the chariot, but I know it was not heaven. I may not know where Enoch went to when the Bible said he went with he was no more. But I know it was not where heaven. The Bible said, Jesus speaking, he said, from where I come, no man has gone. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So in other words, if Jesus hails from heaven and he's saying, I didn't see no man there, then we don't need to really, you know, and that's not supposed to be a problem. There is no need to be dialoguing, trying to debate on where Elijah went to, where Enoch went to. It's not really a big deal. Well, all that concerns us as Christians is heaven and earth. I know you want me to say heaven and hell. Why I say heaven and earth is because we, from here, I mean, if you leave the earth before the powers here, the second coming, you're going to be in heaven. Amen? Or you want me to prophesy hell for you? You'll be in heaven. And after the powers here, or within the powers here, we all come back and reign on the earth. Is that what the Bible teaches? Hallelujah to Jesus. So, in fact, some people will not even ascend into heaven, self. Not everybody will go inside heaven. It's another doctrine. I'm bringing another problem. But think about it. We shall not all, but we shall all. And when we are chained the dead in Christ, remember the Bible has said we put their flesh, and where will they reign forever? On the earth. So when the parousia happens to you on the earth, you are not getting escaped into heaven. Because your final destination is the earth. So we say, how did you know? Check the beginning. God does not change. What he intends in the beginning is what he wants for the end. It's the Lord God that changed not. What was his dream for man in the beginning? That man should have an heaven on earth experience. Now, see how he taught us how to pray. The word prayer is from the Greek word prosiche, that means becoming one with a cause. Alright? Now, what is God's will for us? That is why he taught us how to pray in that dimension. He said, pray that our Father who art in heaven. Meaning God is not just a mere God to us. He was teaching them that God is beyond a God to you. He is your what? Father. At that time in Matthew 6. Then he now said, hallowed be your name. Meaning in prayer you should praise the name of the Lord. Right? Then he said, your kingdom come. Then he said, your will be done on earth as it is done. So we saw it. Meaning God's will for us is that the kingdom of heaven find expression on the earth. That his will in heaven finds expression on the earth. So he wants his will 100% working on earth like it is working in heaven. Right now, if you die since the parousia has not happened, you will be escaped into heaven if you lived righteously, else hell. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Now, but in the finality of time, the dead in Christ in heaven shall be the first to put on their, and where will they reign for forever? On the earth. And we who are alive shall be caught up with them and remain on the earth forever. That's what the Bible says, isn't it? Is that not what the Bible said? So, I'm right if I tell you not everybody will be escaped. Because if the parousia happens now, we are going to reign on the earth forever. A heaven on earth experience. Now, listen, because God never created heaven as a destination for man. The reason why you have to end up in heaven today is because we are not actually in the finality of time where things are supposed to work the way God intends it to work from the beginning. Check Eden. Eden in the Hebrew means the spot for the moment where heaven kisses the earth. I'm trying to paraphrase the way Miles Monroe taught it when he did a presentation. All right, and I saw it in the Hebrew that way too. In summary, Eden is actually heaven on earth. Heaven on earth experience. Are we together? So from the beginning, God wanted man to have a heaven on earth experience. That's why he taught man to pray that the kingdom come, the will be done as it is done. Because this should be the final destination of man. Are we together? Are you getting confused? Very important. So, Pastor, what if I die now and I'm righteous? You go to heaven and wait in heaven. That is why we are teaching Christians to understand that. Listen carefully. Jesus, alright, the Bible did not teach, even now, if you follow Jesus, the effect, one of the effects of following Jesus is that you end up in heaven if you die before the parousia. But Jesus is not the way to heaven. The Bible did not say he's the way to heaven. Please listen to me carefully. He is the way to the Father. Alright? Listen carefully. Meaning Jesus came for you to have a religion, a relationship, not a religion. Listen carefully. He came for you to have a what? A relationship with God, not a what? Religion. If you see Jesus as a way to heaven alone, you'll be limited because you'll be living your life religiously to make heaven one day. And that's why we have Christians who are not productive on the earth because they think some sort of that God is going to come somehow and get them escaped into heaven. We have Christians thinking like that. So the earth is more like a place, a momentary place where we just spend some nice time for a moment, for some time. And it's a wrong teaching. That's why we don't have Christians taking over a lot of places upon the face of the earth because they don't even see the earth as a destination. But we are in the heat. As long as we have wrong leaders up there, we will suffer as a church. What is God's eye there? He said, go into the world. What is the world? The world is the arrangement of the earth. What is the world? Say with me, want to go? The arrangement of the earth. He said, go into this arrangement on the earth and make disciples from what? all the nations in this arrangement. Cosmos in Greek. That's where we got the word cosmetic from. Decorations on the earth. Are we together? So what are the decorations on the earth? We have the tech industry, we have education, we have music, isn't it? God wants you to take over all of these spheres of life. He wants you to take over every part of the world. Because that is what it means for you to be ruling on the earth. No wonder He calls us the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Am I confusing you? Open your heart and listen to me. All right, don't be religious about listening. Are we together? Such that as you are reading in school, you know that your hard work is you pursuing an agenda. The reason why you are reading very rigorously in school is because you know you are pursuing an agenda. Not just an agenda to make you rich and your family rich tomorrow. An agenda to get to the top in that sphere of life. Because when you become very brilliant and you know, you become very successful in that that course, maybe mathematics, maybe medicine, there's a high probability that you that became the most successful will become the next VC, the next HOD. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And that way, when God puts you there, through you, God can now shape the system. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. But when we have Christians who are not successful in those areas, they don't have the probability of even getting to the top. And so Satan will have his men in high places. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? I was talking to a young man in Germany, who were classmates, and I said to him, because he was trying to help, he wanted me to really affirm the existence of God. He's not an atheist, but he just has some doubts about some things. So I was speaking to him with a very open mind, and some sort of, became very excited at the end of the conversation. There's something he asked me about in this line. I said to him, I said, now, if you remember the story in Exodus 36, when Moses went to the Lord in prayer about the Ark of the Covenant, when he went to the mountain, the Lord told him, he said, I have some people in the camp. They were not, you know, those people, they learned through time. They learned whatever they learned in school through time. They never thought they were doing it for God. But they had certain skills, building skills, administrative skills. So God told Moses on the mountain, through the ministry of an angel, he said, go to the camp. There are people who have put wisdom in them to build the Ark of the Covenant. So Moses, from the Lord, heard that there were people who had potencies to build what God has told him to build. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? But the people themselves, why they were learning? They didn't know. They were learning that thing for God to use it tomorrow. I don't know that you people are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. So some sort of when Moses came down, he just said it. And people can remember what the Bible said. He said the builders, they came to Moses and said, Moses, we have more than enough for the building. Where did Moses get the builders? In the camp. They were not other nation. They were Israelites. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So what am I trying to say in essence? That if you become very successful in your field, God will look at you because you are a Christian and say, I will use you. I will take you to the top. God will not look at it, somebody that has not read medicine and said, I will make you minister of health. It will be very, very hard. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? But when you read it and you are very disciplined, you become successful, God himself will take you to the top because he knows that through you, he can shape the system. Through you, wrong things cannot happen in that sector. Or is it for a very long time, Christians think that heaven is a place where they are keeping one leg. You know, they say when a fowl is not sure of an environment, he stays with one leg. In our songs, the way we talk about the earth, you know, there's a song we have, take the world and give me Jesus. Like God is an enemy of the world. Do you get what I'm trying to say? There are things like that. I know some of you are wondering, as if God is an enemy of the world. He's not an enemy. The Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God. Meaning that if you are doing what they are doing, that's when God is angry. But God came for the world. For God so loved the world. But friendship with the world. Meaning don't talk the way they talk. But we are trying to steal what? Save them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If you are trying to save them and are behaving like them, how do we save them? No way. God wants to take over the whole earth. Not just want to be limited in the heavens. The whole earth belongs to the Lord. The Bible says the earth is the its fullness. The and it's the Lord's earth. Now, you think God has an agenda to destroy what belongs to Him. That's why He empowered us at the resurrection. He said, go into the world and what? Make disciples from where? All nations. Are you all listening to me? Very important. He said, go and make disciples from all nations. Go into every part of the world. Make disciples. Meaning go into tech. Don't just, you can't make, you know, you are just in tech. You are not learning anything serious. People know back end, front end. They know robotics. They know AI. You are just learning CSS, HTML. Then you think you should be the one at the top. You think you should be the one at the top. It's not possible. All you know is HTML, CSS. People know robotics, artificial intelligence. You say, God is taking me to the top. If you become boss over these people, how can you direct them? Can you direct them? It's not possible. Let's be realistic. So you are in the system working very hard. Working very hard. To a point you know better than anybody. Like Daniel. Nobody spoke against the appointment of Daniel. You know why? He was excellent. The Bible says he was the most excellent. Meaning when God looked, when the leaders, not even God, when the kings and leaders sat down and looked at the people, they say, Daniel knew better. In fact, Daniel in charge of us is deserving of that reward. He is better than everybody. He is legitimate. Daniel is in charge. So they went to the king and said, they had a meeting. They said, if we stand against Daniel in any area, we cannot try him. He's so excellent, so intelligent, does not cheat in exam, does not talk anyhow, no sin. What we will do is that we should make sure he has a problem with the king. He will not bow to the king's god. Let's pull the king's attention to Daniel when the music goes on. When the music went on, Daniel would not bow. They said, king, see, everybody is bowing, but see that Daniel, he thinks he's now bigger than you. The king became angry. Now, that is why you see, I always write, this is a balance for me. Most times when I'm teaching this is why I strike the balance between hard work and spirituality. Daniel was very hardworking, but in a twinkle of an eye, the king wanted to destroy all of those talent. He didn't care about the talent. He wanted to destroy all of that talent to Daniel and the lions then. You can imagine how wicked the world system can be. With all those talent, international whatsoever, the king didn't mind. A talent that can help that kingdom become 10 times better. He didn't mind to destroy it because the guy was not bowing to his God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So when we say work hard, is left hand, be spiritual, right hand. Two of them bring the balance. Daniel was not just working hard. The Bible said every morning he would turn towards Jerusalem and pray. He will pray in the spirit. Such that when times of trouble came for Daniel, he laid on the lion like it was a pillow. A hungry lion who had not eaten for days and months. They threw Daniel inside. He didn't come to beat Daniel. Under the anointing, the lion laid down and was playing. A hungry lion playing with Daniel. Why? The anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I will ask every time. I remember I asked a lady once. I said, you are hardworking. I like the fact you are hardworking, but you are neglecting church. You are not serious with church. Then I asked her, you see the way you are hardworking? What if the kings of the world come, the rulers of the world come for your case, half time for your case, and say, we want to sleep with you, and you say no. Then they put you into a... Now that's it, like a lion's den for some people. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Before you get to a certain height, you have to come and pay homage. And you say no. That's a lion's den. Will you be able to survive the heat? Will they drive you out from the system or you survive the system? Do you know Daniel came back and became even better in the city? They gave him a higher position. And I said, you, will you come out? She said, no, in all humility. And I said, your reading is not enough. Your hard work is not enough. Be very spiritual. Have time to pray in the spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You think you can carry this yes spiritual life now, enter politics? God is calling me into politics. You can't pray 30 minutes a day. Then you think when you enter politics, the people there, them too, they are eating chewing gum like you. They are eating cabbage and ice cream like you. Some of these people cook themselves. So, true life story. Well, I've heard some through my pastor many years ago in Kaduna. I've heard confessions. If you know what these people do to become leaders in this political system, you'll be very shocked. Some of us that value, you see where they kill chicken, you are shaking. These people, if you hear what they kill to get to certain height, I will never forget when the story I heard, they caught a man many years ago in Kaduna, caught him in Air Force Base, trying to steal a child. That's what he does. He will steal the children, they go and grind them or something. Yes, they caught this man. When they started beating him, they then took him and asked him, who sent you? The name he called, in less than 2 hours, they released him. I will never forget. In less than 2 hours, he was released like a free man. He was moving. You see this case, they were saying somebody caught human parts in Abuja. There was a guy who they say used to be a gospel artist. He's not a gospel artist. So they say he used to be. Till now, I heard that they are asking him questions and taking him from one court to another. I tell you, if this thing did not involve some people, this guy would have been killed a long time. In fact, when they caught him, they would have killed him. This is the politics you are dreaming to enter. With 2 minutes praying tongues. That's why when most people enter there, we don't understand them again. They just change. But is it possible to be a Christian and get into politics? Yes! Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But not a lukewarm Christian. Not a lukewarm Christian. If you pray in the spirit enough, you can get into any system of the world and become successful. There was a story said about a woman was giving testimony. They kidnap her and they release her. She said, why they kidnap her in the car? Something struck her. That there was a woman they saw. They wanted to kidnap the woman too. So they were, should we carry her? Should we not carry her? Should we carry her? Should we not carry her? Finally, they now said they will not carry the woman. So how that they kidnapped was worried. They just kidnapped me. We are seeing another person, only her. They are wandering and they quarreled and left. The woman crossed the road. They did not kidnap her. And she said something in her heart while they kidnap her, that indeed God protects us from arrows that fly not just by night, but arrows that fly by what? There are arrows that fly by day. Do you know that woman can go back home and say, God is not faithful. I have not seen anything to eat today. But she was not aware. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That the prayer she has been praying as what? Covered her from the arrows that what? Fly by day. When you pray in the spirit enough, get into systems like this. Satan can plan anything. It will not touch you. He said, they shall by no means hurt you. Are you listening to me? And that's why God always warns us about sin. Because sin will always pave the way for Satan to come into your life. Sin will always pave the way. Of course, you understand that heaven is the capital of the kingdom. Everybody say this with me, want to go. Heaven is the capital of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not just limited to heaven. God owns the whole world. He said, heaven is my throne. He said, the whole universe extends as my footstool. Meaning God lives in heaven and on earth. He's the center of the entire universe. Heaven is just a realm where the kingdom of God is working 100%. That's why I call heaven the capital of the kingdom. Now, just like Abuja is the capital of Nigeria, Abuja is not Nigeria. Abuja is the what? Capital of what? Nigeria. We cannot limit Nigeria to only Abuja. So if somebody comes to Abuja, we will not say that's all to Nigeria. There is more to Nigeria. But the picture we want the person to have about Nigeria is where? Abuja. Because Abuja is the dream of Nigeria for the whole part of what? Nigeria. So the dream for the entire kingdom of God is where? Heaven. That's why God taught us to pray that as it is where? So shall it be where? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But listen to what God is saying. 1 Corinthians 6 and 9. For instance, he said, you human beings are the conduits for this reality. You are the conduits for this dream to find expression. Are you here? In other words, I want to make this dream of heaven and earth becoming one through human beings. But these human beings must be in a particular state, not in a state of sin. Are you people here this wonderful afternoon? Are you here with me? Not in a state of sin. So the Bible said, do you not know that the unrighteous cannot inherit the kingdom? What does it mean for to inherit the kingdom? It means that some things, you know, firstly, I always say, if you are dead, you cannot inherit. In other words, God is like, for you to be able to pipe down the realities of heaven to the earth, you must make sure unrighteousness is not in you. Any form of sin is neither with fornicators, neither with what? Idolaters, neither what? Homosexuals, nor what? He said they can't inherit the kingdom. Now, listen, we're in a time and a season that some of these things have been said to be normal. People are trying to make it look like it should be a norm. Are you seeing the agenda of the devil? Because he doesn't want the dream of God to ever become a reality. You know, God's pursuit is actually a world beautiful for man. That's God's pursuit. God's pursuit is actually a world beautiful for man. Man living in his best potential and a world so beautiful for man. That's God's pursuit for a kingdom. Think about it. It's not anything personal. Everything God is trying to do, look at it. It is for you, not for himself. Without anything like this finding expression, the earth becoming beautiful like heaven, God is still enjoying himself. He is wonderful. Nobody can harm him. Nothing can touch him. No demon can come into his space. But because he wants to make sure that you have the best experience on the earth and become the best of your nature, he had to come as Jesus. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And of course, he's telling us that if you truly understand Romans 12, 1 and 2, what I've done for you on Calvary, if you understand my pursuit, he's speaking to humans now. He is saying that the first thing you acknowledge that belongs to me is your bodies. Because it is through your bodies I will want to what? Reign and rule upon the face of the earth. No wonder somehow a word in the days of Jesus was used to summarize the purpose of his coming. They called him Emmanuel, which simply means what? God with us. He wants to come and live in our world. He wants the world to become wonderful and perfect for human beings to live. Are you listening to me? But the only way, the conduits that can make this a reality are human beings through what? The instrument of their body. No wonder he said, your bodies are now the temple of the Holy Ghost. This is why Satan is fighting that your bodies are not in the perfect state. This is why Satan is trying to make sure that sin is normalized. Because if sin is normalized, the agenda of God will not find expression. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? This is why Satan wants you to be okay with fornication. It has been brought into in fact it has made up our civilization today that they even call it hookup. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They call it hookup. I mean, there are folks. One of my friends was discussing many years ago. He had a cousin. He told me that many years ago in BSU, she trains ladies in that dimension. He was not so proud. He was just in me. He said, do you imagine that lady? I went to her house. She recruits ladies. Like, you want to be big? You go there. She recruits you and give you men. She knows all the top men, the kind of women they like. They send pictures, they choose. And ladies are just being exchanged for money. Many years ago, I was teaching a lady in BSU, and I said to her, I said, calm down. The Bible said, do not rejoice over the prosperity of the wicked. Don't be weary. Don't have one sleepless night. As long as you are hardworking and are serving God, don't sit down and say, God, look at that person. Why me? Don't ever talk like that. Rejoice not or worry not over the prosperity of the wicked. Somebody used Yahoo to become a millionaire. You are crying. What are you crying for? Somebody that his life has been useless already. Somebody is selling her body to make money. You are jealous of the lady. For what? What are you jealous for? You are hiding your gari. And you know, one way, how you know you are almost getting into the realm of hookup is that false lifestyle. Anywhere you see car, you want to snap. That's how we know you soon get to that realm. Immediately you see a car, you snap. I said, one of my daddy's car. That's how you get to that realm. Little by little. You go, you sit with your friends, you want to feel among. You are lying. You people are lying to yourselves. Together you make up a hookup association. To live the life you are always lying about. There are some people they can't post their mother on Instagram, or God forbid, but to them. For them to post their mother, they'll go and make up the mother, arrange the mother, buy cloth, then they snap one picture and post, me and my mother, we are going for an event. There are people like that. I remember one time I was going to Abuja and the car I was driving broke down around Kefi. So, I now parked. I think I was with Oche. They're trying to fix the car and the rest. So, I went there to ease myself and I saw these ladies, one white, fine SUV. I was trying to eat, and I heard, nobody, call Snap me, Shashap, call Snap me, Shashap. So, she just stood at the front, Snap me, Shashap, nobody did before the person come, Shashap. So, I was just looking at her. I was wondering, snap me, shut up. The other one was saying, come snap me too. No, remaining one. Do this one. And when she finished, she ran and collected the phone. The other one took 10. I was like, what is the meaning of this one? These are all Instagram pictures. Some of you want to kill yourself, young ministers. You have been serving the Lord for years. You have 2,500 followers. Then one girl of yesterday that they born in your front will just go to Instagram and be doing like this. You now check and see 23,000 followers. She did not boost any ads. So. Then you now be crying. God, are you real? What are you crying about? If you want to have that kind of followers like she had in a twinkle of an eye, go and have what she has. And go and shake and show your body like she's shaking. That's not something to admire. Are you listening to me? Another way you get into that realm easily is Kodei. Tell somebody Kodei. Kodei. You want to eat suya by all means. You like suya. Anybody going out, you under a false pretense. Tite, my love. It's only when the guy is going out that is your love. Please, we are coming back. Please get me suya. TT. And of course, if he has emotional mismanagement, he will always be getting the suya. Hallelujah to Jesus. You would think you are deceiving that boy. Yes, you deceived him. But yourself, you are putting yourself in trouble. That's why Gege will not allow you people rest. On the internet. You know that Gege, right? And you don't know that man on Facebook. That tall, slim guy that has been talking. Huh? I thought you guys have been seeing the guy's post. That says if a man gets married, he does not benefit. Is there anything in marriage? He is trying to facilitate men not getting. He's pushing an agenda. Men, don't get married though. If you get married, it's a trap. As a man, if you get married, you have entered a big trap. You don't get anything in marriage. You only suffer. They use you and you die. He said, me like this. He will do his hand like this. He said, me like this. I will not get married. I can't marry you. He said, but I can love a woman. I can love her very well. I can love her very well. But I will not give her my money. And he said, I can only love a woman that has her own money. I hope you are hearing the thing hot, because those days people don't want to marry men that have money. A man has stand up now. Him too is pushing an agenda. In fact, his own goal is that men should not be married. Go and check. If you think he's not making progress, go and check his comment section. You will see old people of 45 saying, thank you, my brother. I no go ever marry. Thank you, my brother. You better make I just get children. I no go marry. You know, when in a world that things can be messed up, somebody can say, I can have children, but I will not be married. Those days, those things are taboos. So here, you see this. In fact, guy, I watched one trailer, one movie trailer. The lady was talking to this man. She said, he said, I'm not married. So if somebody says, I'm not married, normally you should not ask him if he has kids. So he said, I'm not married, I'm still single, I'm searching. She now said, how many kids do you have? He said, 2. I said, eh? So that means in these days, this present time, if somebody says I'm not married, it's not enough reason for him not to have kids. Yes. One time I saw a man posted on Facebook. He said he was 35. He was whatever, tall, very fine man. Then he now wrote somewhere, he said, I have 2 kids. And I'm looking for a woman to settle down with. The comments were over 1,500. 90% of the comments were women. Guess what? They were typing, if you don't mind, see me here, or if you don't mind, somewhere writing, check your DM. A man with 2 children. Am I saying he's a cursed man? That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to show you how the world is right now. Those days, if a lady heard that a man has a child, they would say, I beg. But now, they are living like men as cursed, like God wants to take men away from the earth. So what am I trying to say in essence? You have to be careful as a woman. That's the first step. That false pretense, showing yourself, is the first step to becoming a woke-up personnel in the future. False life. Are you listening? Be comfortable with your life. Some of you don't remember when you did Eberlast in school with Ijangada. You can't remember. You want to be eating. Those days, those days when we go to school, they'll do okra, plenty, dry okra, plenty, and give us. Those days, my mother will, plenty. In fact, if my mother doesn't do it, my roommate, he will bring almost half bag. We will save it well. We don't joke with that, you know. It's a lifesaver. Me now, I know how to do Ijangada because of my roommate. Very, the simplest thing that can ever hit the, that has ever hit the earth. Hot water, put it, be turning till it starts. Finish. Put my gear, put salt. Everything is set. Then the eba is like a mountain. And it goes down under the influence of that small soup. And if you don't mind, if you have the privilege to buy a 15 naira fish, paras, kabas, kariyatabos, karas, all your needs have been met. But this generation is shawarma. Boga. Things that as a man, if you go and price, your mind will beat. Boop. How much is shawarma? 5 times. Jesus Christ. That's what they like. You are in a relationship with a lady, your mind is doing boop, 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 boop. That's why today, you know, I saw one video. The young guy was doing video call with a lady. And the lady said, I have a problem. This is the problem. As you just said the problem, the video call just muted. The friend that was behind you just stood in one place. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? He just stood like that. He ended the call. Then I unblocked the lady's number. Because guys are tired. And sometimes it's guys that put themselves in that trouble, you know, ba? You are talking to like 10 ladies at the same time. 10 of them will bill you. If it's not that you have bad character, why will you be talking with 10 ladies at the same time? They bill you here, you turn here. Before you turn here, bill. Everywhere, bill. Billboard. No breathing space. And all of them, some of them have a very wrong mentality. They want to know whether you are a capable man. That's why they want to bill you first. Say, I want to know whether he's a giver. Let me bill him 2,000 and see. Say, 2,000, I say, my network is not, I'm not able to transfer. She'll now say, yes, yeah, so, Abi, well done. Relationship of scatter. I heard this from a lady. She said, online, she said she doesn't like responsible men. They say, why? She said, responsible men don't give money. Anyhow, if you meet a responsible man, you explain why he should send the money. That's the problem with most ladies. They don't like to explain. They send me 2,000. Why? Why do you need the 2,000? No shame. Okay, if I send the 2,000 now, is this how you'll be collecting the 2,000 every time it comes, the need comes? Okay, why not you start something that will be giving you 2,000? And when they push you to be hardworking, if you are truly a lazy lady, you will not like them. You tell a responsible man, I want 5,000. Two times. The second time, he'll ask you, why are you always needing? Don't you have money yourself? He said, no. What do you need to be getting 5,000? I said, okay. You don't even think. He will help you to think. Most of them have bought most of you sewing machine. Am I lying? Oh, they are not in this church. Sorry. But the next thing you hear is sewing machine. Am I saying the truth? Say, we'll learn tailoring and be using the money. But if you are a lazy lady, that sewing machine, it will just be like an idol in the house. I've seen a case where somebody told me, I can't marry that lady. I said, why? He said, the lady is very lazy. And I said, maybe the guy is doing too much. I went to the lady. I said, why will you not marry the guy? He said, he's very stingy. I said, okay. Now, I know the lady's character. She likes money very well. So I now went to the guy. I said, how is the lady very lazy? Because I didn't really check that side of her life. Of course, she didn't bill me because she knows me. I wouldn't give her any money. So she didn't bill me anytime we're friends. Me, if I'm your friend, you will not even be able to bill me. Because the way I present myself, I'm only a preacher. I'll present myself as a preacher. And anytime you need advice, I'll give you 1,000 advice. But if it's to bill me, you can't bill me. The money is for the Lord and the ministry. That's why those days when I see ladies on campus saying they like Pastor Simon and they leave church because they like, I used to pity them. I don't know whether they think whether the seed they are giving me in church is for welfare. You come and you want to be my wife, you will give, you will run. Ask Mama T. When we started, Mama T became one of, I was the highest partner, she became the second partner after me. As we are getting the money, it's moving. We are not even having time to go and eat anything. It's just moving. How many times have you seen me and Mama T in this town? Sit somewhere. Eat shawarma. If you have caught me, raise your hand up. But me, I've caught some of you. You hardly see me doing, because we're always thinking the project for this, blah, 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 blah. I was pitying them. So now when I asked that guy, he said to me, that, sir, do you know I bought her sewing machine? I said, well, he said, I haven't rented a shop for her. I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I paid for her training. I said, you paid for her? He said, industrial sewing machine. He said, doctor. I said, doctor, are you serious? He said, yes, sir. Just because I don't want to marry a liability. How do they call? Yes, liability. Now, the man believes that's his wife. He invested. She still wants him to be sending money. You know, sometimes people, ladies don't think. Maybe that was even firstborn. Who knows? He has siblings. Do you know what I'm trying to say? He has, you know, the way Nigerian homes are. You are firstborn, you are finished. You are very finished. In fact, you are a finisher already. Because everybody will be thinking, in fact, even your junior siblings, they have parents, so now you have become their real parents. Your parents are not their parents again. Verse 7, they say, Shabbat is in school. What of your father that gave birth to you? You just see them mute on the phone. So should I send the account number? You call, you still send the money. Even the parents sometimes will say, you are not even sending something. You say, okay, the ones I'm doing with your children, is it not enough? But you can't open your mouth and talk, because if you talk, there'll be a general meeting in the house. A meeting that you now, you have abandoned the family. They will now put it on your wife head because you have married the wrong wife. The wrong wife now is giving you bad advice. It's your wife that will suffer it. Since Brother Simon married, he's not looking at us again. No. There are some things he used to do for us. Now he does not do only for his wife, him and his wife. Don't worry, you too, younger brother, you will marry. You know, some of us maybe would have mistakenly said this thing. Just tell God to forgive you before you marry. You will soon marry. You know that your wife has no business with this problem they are always talking about. It's you alone. You look at your house, look at everything. You have not finished here. Where are you facing? Are you finished buying meat in the house? Are you finished paying school fees? You did not, the child that came did not beg you, daddy, I want to come out. You are the one that said, come out by fire, by thunder. The baby came out. Will you leave the baby like that? No. our parents used to use napkin. We don't buy Pampers. Use napkin. You have to buy the Pampers. You know one painful thing about Pampers is once they use it. So painful. Oh, well, you understand what I'm talking about. You are just buying it, they are putting it, then 2 minutes later, she don't pee, so she don't pee. She has poo-pooed in less than 50 seconds. And so, clean the Pampers and dry it, put it again now. No, they don't use it twice. So, now that she has pee on this, even if it's small, please help me throw it in the dustbin. What? Only Pampers will show you shaggy if you are not careful. So, this is me trying to help some of you who have siblings hearing me now. For if you have brothers that you have been billing, please hear me. Allow them to rest. Are you people hearing me? Because some of you, you have had meeting with your parents that your brothers are now wicked. It's a lie. You are the one being wicked. Think about it. Your brother did not burn you. It's your father that burned you. Now, you and the person that burned you are against your brother that they burned to inside the family. Are you seeing it? Leave those brothers. See, leave them alone. When they have, let them give you willingly. Don't be disturbing them. One of my pastor friends was telling me, Pastor Simon, I don't remember last I sold clothes for myself. Buy clothes for myself. He said, not just to send money. I don't even know what I will do. I can't remember when I sat down somewhere and have the impetus to say, give me to your God, give me one bus. I said, I can't remember. Because as I get the money, I'm thinking I'm remembering problems. And some people just get money. Some people shout, Jesus, thank you for the alert. Some people, when they get the money, they'll say, thank you. Because the money has finished. And somehow these things can be adjusted. We'll have a better conference for that. I told one of my guys in church, I said, sit your parents down. I said, don't shout. Oh. If you shout, they'll say your wife has confused you. I said, sit your parents down. Have a meeting. Tell them, see, I'm a human being. I am trying to build. If I give you people all the money I'm building with, which one will I have tomorrow to give you people more or better? Because there are building stages in life. Are you listening to me? If you collect all the money your brother have now, a time will come. You don't have anybody to collect from. Some people are trying to build businesses. This person say he doesn't have money, but see the kind of business he has in Abuja. He's beauty. You don't know that some people that have big business don't have 2,000 in their pocket. They are just trying to get it established. This word is for someone, some last born sitting here. This word is for some second born, third born sitting here. God is using this word to console you, your brother, somewhere. I'm sure if your brothers are watching this service, they'll be like, ah, Pastor, I love you. Are we together? So calm your minds down. That's not what I was trying to teach. I was going somewhere very far. I don't know how I came here, but I'm sure it's for somebody. Okay, Pastor, you say we should not build them. Who should we build? Work hard. Work hard. No, Pastor, me, I'm a small Pekino. Okay, meet your dad. Most of you cannot even dare your dad because the way they will slap you. Daddy, I need 2,000 for what? To make my hair what? To make your hair? Go and do chuku. How many of you have heard that from your father before? All back. I don't even like this unbeliever's hair you are doing. It will take you to hell. Do all back. Do police cap. In fact, some will say, I don't even like this hair. It's bad. Cut the hair. But if it's your brother now, hey, I say you send me, you don't send me money for her. It's your mother. Your mother only is what? Hey, mommy, give me money. Get out from my front. Your father give me anything to keep for you. Go and meet your father. Some of you are laughing because you heard these exact words. Move from my front. But if it's your elder brother's that, yo. Calm your minds down. Are we together? I feel like I should continue here, but let me just stop. I've already hit the nail on the head. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
that some of you that are waiting for people to make money so that you will enjoy it with the people. You yourself, you don't want to make money. You are praying, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give my senior brother that contract. In the name of Jesus. Rego, yogo. What of yourself? Mm-mm. It's for your senior brother you are praying. Give him the contract. When he gets the contract, oh, brother, shovel, enter my stomach yesterday. I need over 250,000 to remove the shovel. Have you ever noticed that it's when you get have money that problems, people used to remember that. In fact, some people that come with the problem, they forgot the problem. But when you have money, you say, hey, you get one problem, what I get, make I meet this man, we just get money now. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the message of God, that you present your bodies, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your only what? Reasonable service. That's why Satan will fight you offering your bodies. And why I came here, I was talking about hookup. It has been normalized. What again? There are some cultures that haven't normalized adultery. It's the truth. Adultery. Then the worst of it is this gayism stuff. Some of you are surprised I've not spoken about Trump since. They just inaugurated President Trump. I think 47th president of the US. Now, during the inauguration, there was a lady. A bishop lady. I don't know how to explain her. A female he, she, bishop. She was like a man, but a woman. She gave a speech. Did you see how she sounded like an angel? So emotional, like she wanted to cry. We want you to forgive for the mercy, by the mercies of God, forgive all of the LGBT people. Please allow them to have human rights. Blah, blah, blah. She was crying for, in the name of God, for Trump to allow LGBT to continue existing. In the same country that bad things have happened, they don't pray, they don't cry against you. People have been dying, they forget that one. They are crying for LGBT rights. In a country where people are, you know, bad things are happening. The military, all the, do you understand what I'm trying to say? People are dying, you did not cry. You are crying for what? LGBT. The other time, Kamala Harris in Ghana, crying to the government officials in Ghana, please, you people should permit the LGBTs, they are human beings too. The man of God stood, one man of God, he said, thank you for your cry, but we're a Christian nation, and our beliefs are predicated upon God's word. We will not permit gays, lesbians in our country. If we catch you, prison. She left in shambles, scattered in pieces. Because that's a demonic agent. What did Jesus tell Peter? Get behind me, Satan. You know Satan can get into human beings? Sir. Somebody standing obviously for the devil is a devil himself. It is a devil speaking through them. Some of you think demons are those ones. Pastor say, Art, what are you doing here? No, real demons don't misbehave. They just stand, they wear suits. So we want men to marry men. They are legislating. Those are the real devils. That's a devil. You know, the woman crying, emotional. She's just wearing the marks of an angel. She's a demon. And thank God for the kind of leader. See, as a leader, you got to be brutal. You must understand your ground. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What did the man of God say? I say man of God. Indeed, he's a man of God. What did he say? He went and tweeted the next minute. I saw it on one of my friend's status. He said, that woman is just a demonic agent from the pit of hell. Blah, blah, blah. He finished her. He said, I give her 24 hours to apologize to the general public about her statement. What is his first statement when he clapped? See, God placed that man there. There is nothing you can say. Look at what is happening in the world. You think America don't have effect in the whole world? They are called world power. Some of the nonsense we are doing in this country, we just sat down and watched it on TV. Let me show you the technology, what technology is driving towards. Did you hear this man they caught one time say these words on Facebook? What's his name? Is it Diddy or something? There were some words he said many years ago before they caught him about this case right now. He said, we're going to control your kids. We're going to determine what they watch, what they hear. We'll control their minds. Imagine the impetus. Telling the public that he will control the kids, control what they hear, control their minds. You think they have not been achieving it? Some of you smoking today, what do you think led you to smoking? It was all some of these songs you hear. It's the truth. Some ladies in prostitution today, how do you think you just stood up and decided to want to be a prostitute? Some of them, their fathers don't have money. It's not like they are looking for money. They just find delight in living in that lifestyle. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's a spirit that was communicated in them. So when I heard the words, the spirit entered into me. Jesus told us that words are what? Spirit. Words are what? Life. Some of them cannot bear it. They love the word so much. As they want to become Christian, they know they are supposed to become Christian, but they love the word so much. They say, okay, we want to do the gospel version of worldly ideas. Those are nincompoops. So you want to be the gospel version of Burner Boy in the Christendom. And you look at their life, there's no change. As a gospel artist, you are dying your hair, you are putting earrings. Even an unbeliever does not trust you. I will never forget this on campus. A young man was complaining to me about another pastor. Say, Pastor Simon, of course, he's still an amiable, but he's just stuck. Pastor Simon, the reason I like you is because even though you leave your hair, you arrange your hair fine, but that one, see the way he did his hair. I cannot even hear him. See the way he's dressing. That's not a man of God. He's looking like me, who is an unbeliever. I will never forget those words. You think when you dress like them, that's when they listen to you. Who told you that? It's not our dressing that gets people change. It's the gospel. The gospel is the power of God. Not our dressing. You don't need to dress like them to get them change. When they hear the word of God, they will be what? Change. Let's be very realistic. The devil likes to creep. Little by little, he's creeping into the church. If we permit him, he keeps on doing it. We permitted earring. Now Satan has entered with dyed hair. We permitted it. Now pastors are even plaiting hair. Little is creeping. Before you know, a pastor will wear skirt to preach. He will just be coming small. We don't talk. He comes again. We don't talk. He comes again in a greater dimension. It's just like a child. You joke with a child in a dimension. She may assume that that's you now. The next thing the child will want to call you. Maybe she's calling you Auntie Tabitha. The next time she said Tabitha. Because you joked in a dimension. That's how the devil behaves. No wonder he uses the snake that creeps. That's how he behaves. He notices you are okay, he goes further. He notices you are okay, he goes further. Today, a gospel singer is singing a song, putting nose ring as a man. Nose ring. Why did I bind that song in this church? I'm not ashamed to tell you I bind that song in this church. If I catch you sing that song here, you are in trouble. I don't care about the song you are singing. They may sound powerful. It's the picture you are painting I'm scared about. How can a gospel artist put nose ring? Nose ring. He not only put one side nose ring again. Put the middle one. Put side. You are a man or not a woman. We won't have a problem for that in a woman. Now a man is the one doing it. You put this one. Put this one. Put this one. Dada. Chest. We are seeing your hair. Hi. Some person is sounding like a religious fanatic. Really? Me religious? It should be shocking to you that I'm young talking like this, Seth. I should be showing you my chest. To me, ask my pastors, you can't show your chest, your smelling chest in this church. You cannot try that rubbish. Is it a mistake that you see all my boys, nobody is wearing a chain on their hand? You think it's a coincidence? Nobody is wearing a chain on their neck? I'm not against anybody. Maybe members can want to wear. No problem. But there's a picture we paint. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There's a picture we must sustain for the gospel, for the kingdom. I remember when I was training some of it. I asked, the chain on your hands, when you remove it, do you die? When you put it, do you die? I said, but when you put it, there's disadvantage than when you remove it, isn't it? They say, yes. I say, remove it then. There's no need then to put it. The first time, I always used to share this story. In BSU, my 100 level or 200 level, the first time a lady visited me in my house was my sister when she got admission. Mary, that is married today with two kids. She came to the house. Of course, she's excited. She had not seen her junior, senior brother. So she came to see me and entered the house, removed her slippers, entered. I didn't have a problem because she's my sister. Prior to that time, I had a consecration. The mentality, I don't allow ladies to visit me. I can see you on campus, but not in the house. It was my own style. I learned it from my spiritual father. So I made it my own style. Now, do you know that same day that I thought people were not in the compound, I didn't see any living soul in the compound. When my sister came. When my sister left later and somebody came to borrow matches, there's one guy that always borrow matches. He came and said to me, "Pastor, Pastor, Pastor, what's the dancing and the jubilation for?" Say, "Pastor, oh, hey, you made us proud today." I say, "How?" I made them proud. You know how, what he meant by I made them proud? Which proving that I'm a man. Because they are wondering, what kind of a man am I? Then I say, "How?" He said, "Gay, come your house." "Ah, why they do like say? That's not even man." You know, so sometimes with blood like they flow. He now wanted to shake me. I refused. I said, "Who told you that a lady came to my house first? You were not in the house." He said, "Hey, Pastor, the news don't spread. Even people for the other compound don't know the girl don't visit you." I now said to him, there was video call. I called my sister. I said, "Please watch. Is it if he said, "Ah, I gave me this. Ah." I said, "Mary, my junior sister, am I your junior? Am I not your elder brother?" Say, "Yes." "Who am I, elder brother?" "Shebi, you came because you just got admission." "Yes." "Are you hearing?" He said, "Ah, Pastor, now your sister." I said, "Yes." I ended the call. I know there was no need to prove any point, but I know those people in my compound very well that time. I needed to prove that point. They went back disappointed. Do you know some people still say it's a lie? Some people may still say it's a lie. But of course, he saw it. And several times she came again. I can't deny my sister coming to visit me, of course. Hallelujah to Jesus. There was a certain young man in that same compound. There's a middle person before him. That young man was an MD. A musical director. He knew music so much, keyboard and the guitar. And ladies are just coming into his house. He'll be teaching them do re mi fa so, la ti do, whatever. I'll be hearing them making noise, music. Now listen. I'm not saying the guy did anything with those ladies. I tell you the truth. I knew him personally. He was such a wonderful guy. Even though I'm sure the ladies were very fine, he really held himself, but he was still foolish. He didn't have enough wisdom, and I didn't want to interfere because we didn't know ourselves so much like that. We're just neighbors. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? But one of the days he came to my house early in the morning and he was crying. What was it about? The compound people had been insulted. He went to preach, they insulted him. "You that women are coming to you are coming. I may get out from this place." And he couldn't bear it. And he came to me crying that people are talking about him and he has not done anything with any lady. He's just choir, fellowship, choir. I said, "This is how people talk." He wanted to leave. The Holy Spirit said, "Tell him the truth." I called his name. I said, "Please come. I am your brother in the faith. Let me tell you this truth. I open the scriptures. God will give you a wisdom and a mouth that your enemies cannot gain a sin." And I asked him, "Why do we live on this earth? Is it not for the glory of God?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Since we live for the glory of God, anything that will alter the glory of God, we should remove our hands from it." I said, "Now you are going to preach the gospel. People are judging you because of a misconception, an assumption they had, and you caused the assumption." I said to him, "Ladies should not visit you anymore in your house." It's me that suffered it at the end because every morning now he's bringing his keyboard to my room. "Let's pray." But it helped him. Are we together? That he'll give you a wisdom and a voice that your enemies will know what? Gain his say. As a child of God, why are you dying your hair? What are you doing it for? You may say, "It doesn't take me to hell." But is it going to be a blessing to the gospel? When you are with a dyed hair, will people listen to the gospel from you? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? If it's not so much of a big deal, why not just remove the dyed hair so that the gospel can prevail? So that the gospel will not be hindered. Even as a lady, there are certain dresses you should not wear as you get mature in the faith. You should get them burnt. It's the truth. Get them burnt for the kingdom's sake. Else you become a limitation to the kingdom. We don't know. Me, I don't know the best dresses for ladies. I always say it. But you know the lady, as before a lady dresses, she knows that this dressing is for death. It's unto death, not life. They know. I have it in my heart that every lady know that this dressing I'm taking out today is unto death, not unto life. Because you can't tell me this lady is looking like this and she doesn't know what she's doing looking like that. She knows. You know dresses. In fact, as a believer, one of the things you do is you must check your cupboard, especially as a lady. Carry some. Don't dash. Who are you dashing? You are not wearing it. You want others to wear and cause problem. Don't dash it. Remove them and burn them up. We don't say these things in this kind of settings because we feel we are not this holiness movement. But how do we get to the world? How do we touch the world? You know, one time we had an evangelism and certain ladies dress in a way that, you know, the guys are not 100% righteous. The people they were preaching to. So maybe they imagine that when they come back, I'll say, forget those people that spoke against your trousers and the rest. They are not, they are just hypocrites. I had some report that some guys said our ladies were looking too hot. When they were talking, they were not listening to Jesus, they were focused on the temple of Jesus. And looking at, and just saying, it's true. And probably received Jesus on the account of what they were seeing. Do people get what I'm trying to say? A false Jesus. When I heard a complaint, especially from a genuine person, they said one person genuinely said he wanted my number. Or he wanted that. Because certain ladies, at that time, I'll never forget. One day when we say evangelism, my nan came, let me see the way they dress. When I came, it was me that used my hand and canceled the evangelism. I said, you come. Just go home and pray for the souls that will win. Don't go for evangelism. It's true. You are going for evangelism. You are wearing one tie, Jesus. What do they look for? What is your agenda? You want to win souls or destroy souls? Like those days on campus, a lady was baptizing a guy in the Holy Ghost. If you see how that lady's dress, I will never forget. I wouldn't want to mention the church. The lady was looking hot like fire. And she's laying her hands on an unbeliever who is not yet filled with the old nature. Receive the Holy Spirit. With that kind of dressing and body scattering around his face. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. That guy will not want that hands lifted up from his head. No way. Those days, I remember in Remedias, they said there was one church hugging people. My whole compound lined up on Sunday, waiting for us to go to church. My uncle came and announced it. Hey, the fine girls, the church, they hug, full hug, not half hug. And those ladies were doing that thing under the love of Christ. Say, everybody turn to your neighbor and hug your friend. So you just see them turning and hugging. Hey, brother, bless you. They will force you, are bringing hand, they will hit it down, hug you. My uncle went and announced. On Sunday, I saw plenty of people in the compound. Why would they go in our church? I said, They entered, received. The church was just getting filled up. Till one time, one of them assumed. My uncle now messaged one of the girls, always hugging him and doing follow up. He said to her, I've been liking you. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, that girl scattered his life, daddy. He said, please, oh, I beg, oh. It's the love of God that connect me and you. It's full up I'm doing. Don't ever in your life assume that anything will happen and can ever happen between me. I saw the message. I don't know how to describe that phone. It's not really Nokia. It's more open like that. They fired him. When they fired him, he was so calm that day. So calm. I was wondering till I checked. I wanted to play game and I checked and I saw the message. I came out and met him. I said, they don't fire you. They don't fire. We had to separate after a few months because he couldn't take my own. I dealt with him. I'll be in the house, you go and bring a girl and say, I should excuse them. And I'll tell him, I'm not excusing. He said, the bed we used to sleep, he is telling me to excuse him. Then when I'm in the house, he uses his leg. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm answering, let the lady hear me. I'm not leaving. Then I'll stand up and climb the bed and cover myself. I want to sleep. Oh, I suffered that man. And you know why I did those things? Even though he was not married, I would have done it. He was married before he came to school. In the village, he had 2 children. But he looked so young. If you see him, you will not believe it. Very young. And so, I was the one scattering almost all the relationship in town. One of my first members that time, Dina. I remember I went to her. I told Dina, he's married with 2 children. She thin out for her life. Anybody I see, I say, uncle, did you call your children today? You know, I was really stubborn in Remedias. I dealt with him. Because he wouldn't even repent. He would not repent. So my Christianity in Remedias was with fire. My fire by you must repent. Somebody that was advising me to be immoral. No jokes. I'll wake up in the morning and say, Simon, see pimples all over your face. If you follow women now, it will go away. See, so you just go out, girls will be looking at you. If it's me that has half of this your stature, then you start quoting Solomon for me. God is one that saved me from the hand of that guy, God Almighty. I remember there was one time a lady came. He now went to carry something from the kitchen. Those days we used to have kitchen box in the outside. He went to open to carry something and told the lady, I said, see, he's married. He will deceive you. He has been deceiving people. Then he came back. She now said she wants to go. Just like that. Then when she went back, she told him that I said something. He carried stone. Simon! I locked the door. Simon! Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to wake up. Are we together? Are you here tonight? So all of these guys are... Satan has sent them. It's just the truth. Like that woman crying for gay LGBT rights. Imagine. There are people today, this is their pursuit. There's an NGO I know of in Abuja that pay people in millions. You are working to facilitate LGBT rights. They'll say even if you don't want to be part of them, just work for them. Facilitate the movement. So you'll be there, you'll see a guy walking like this. As a member. That is why people that are saying Christianity should not have money, they are just jokes. Big jokes. Money in itself is a word defense. We must have the money. And what is the solution? The gospel. Are you listening to me? The gospel. There are some things that are unnecessary. Don't do them. Let them call you old Christian. Agree. Don't do them. It's good. Let them call us old Christians. We agree. They say, okay, you are about to propose. You would not even kiss in the proposal. Why should we kiss? Are we not Christians? You saw me the other day joking here when one happened here. The way they were looking at their eyes. When he gave her the ring, I had to shout out the microphone. I said, don't put your lips close to each other. But today you see Christian lady, they'll need them put ring. Oh boy. When we talk, they say, We say we'll not listen to what Lisa. They say we are old people. We agree we are old people. I will not listen to Davido. I will not listen to Whiskey. I will not listen to Bora Boy. I agree. Do you understand? Be bold about your faith. Are you listening to me? One of the reasons I stood against that song, I told the choir, I said, a new song have come out. You people are jumping. Me, I went and watched the video and I saw demons jumping. See, I'm not scared. I will say to you people the way it is. It's not about, I've heard music. I've been privileged to be around musical genius from childhood. So good music does not move me. If you think there's a good music, wait till tomorrow. Somebody will bring another one better than that. In fact, for me, music is whatever. If you really are a good musician, any music song you carry, it will sound sweet. That's how I see music. It's the truth. Just be a good singer. The song came out, oh, mama, you always on time, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's dancing. The singer, nose ring, earring. I'm not trying to judge. But what picture are you painting? I have a little daughter now growing, Shekinah. As she's growing up now, tomorrow, imagine, my daughter hears me doing, oh, mama, you all, oh, TGC. Oh, man, boom, boom, boom. Ah, they are dancing. She's, daddy, I like that song. Can I have the video of it? I said, if we go back home, I'll give you the video. And I give her the video. She now plays it. She now see gospel artists. Oh, man, with nose ring. Say, daddy, I want to sing this song, but before the ministration, I want to bow my nose. I said, Shekinah, why? Let me know if you Shekinah, because it will never happen. Imagine the daughter of a guy somewhere. And I say, why? Then I say, because the person that was singing it bore his nose too. What will you tell that baby? It's not wrong. If it's not wrong, why is the song right? Why did you vibe to the song? Am I making sense enough? Thank God, God will always use the right people. Wisdom is known by our children. There's a certain gospel artist we are all proud about. Minister Nathan Ebasi. He's everywhere in the world. With all this thing they are doing, none of them went for Trump inauguration. Because they are not looking for people with chains everywhere. They are looking for people that have something upstairs. He went there. He sang there. With no chains. With no Bonner Boy version of gospel song. You will see some be doing like this. Gospel artists. Gospel artists now have backup dancers like Rihanna. Wake up, oh. And some of you that are your idols, you need to go and delete those songs. Delete them. Because the spirit will enter into you. Wake up. That's not all. Recently now, they are fighting for money. We have been telling people this thing. You are not, until you see what is happening. They are fighting for royalties. YouTube stream gave us 600K. Divided into two. We are hearing a report. They go for ministration. They did not tell record labor. Record labor head ministration. Because ministration now is money making meetings. It's time to wake up. Some of them, the way they are doing, if they call them in Okpoga, will they go? Agatu, will they go? Imagine, with this our generation, some of you, if God tell you, I've called you to go to start a work, you will not go. Most of you here will not go. Your call is for city, not village. There are some of you here, God now tells you, Abinsi is where you should go and start a ministry. You will tell God, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Because you've been taught Christianity the wrong way. The people that laid their life for this gospel, go and read about them. Somebody left America to Benin. Left America to Jos. Left America to South Africa. What are they going to look for? Nothing. Offering their life, their resources for the gospel. These are things you think about. Villages don't know the gospel. What are you eyeing cities for? It's time to wake up. This is how good meetings end, not with shouts. Do you feel blessed? The glory of the new man. And as you go back home, live in this beauty. So, ministry has been redefined some sort of. If you really follow our teachings, ministry will be redefined to you in another dimension. That's why when you go out, do ministry the whole of your life. Are you listening to me? There's a place for studying in school, being hardworking in your place of work. There's a place for what? Prayer. Don't leave any place hanging. That way, Daniel can be very successful. And if Daniel is thrown into the lions, then Daniel can come out untouched. Are we together? Bow your heads and give God praise. Worship Him. Lord, we thank you for your words this wonderful afternoon. We give you all praise. We give you all the glory. We know our lives can never remain the same at the entrance, the hearing of your word. Go ahead and pray. Thank you. Give him all the worship.
There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are kings, there are kingdoms, there are mountains, and there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Here comes the man-child with a scepter in his hands. He'll rule the nation. Here comes Yeshua with a scepter in his hands. He'll rule the nations. Here comes Yeshua with a scepter in his hand. He'll rule the nation, my generation. Here comes the man-child with a scepter in his hand. He'll rule the nation, yeah. The mountains, there are thrones. Only Yeshua will reign forever. Hey, to his kingdom there'll be no one. Jericho kingdom, yeah. Jericho kingdom, Yeshua. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeshua.
Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. We worship you in Jesus' precious name. We worship.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.